Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kevin Costner, how are you, mate?
How are you, man?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, what would your legendary character, Crash Davis from Bull Durham, say about this baseball crisis at the moment?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a player's guy, so he'd be like every one of them wanting to play. You know, I don't know that he would stand up and kind of make the right speech. He'd probably just hit the bar once he saw what everybody was doing.
The guys are saying, tell us when and where. Kind of like Field of Dreams in some way, that quote that the players are saying at the moment.
Yeah, I know exactly. You know, when we realize live sports is honest, you know, we get news that we're not sure is right, it's mixed. We get movies that we're not sure are dramatic. But, you know, when we watch sports and the best are playing the best, there's a drama there. There's an entertainment, and we've all missed that. The only way we can imagine it is, you know, when people who are not into sports, you know, kind of go, what are you talking about? And then you want to turn to that person and say, well, you don't dig sports the way I do. Imagine having no music. And sports are really big with us. There's something that feeds us. So I miss it, and I'm sounds like you do too.
Yeah, for sure. Yellowstone's back, which is fantastic. People just love seeing the pressure your character's under, eh?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, it feels like it's coming from all sides. The walls are closing in on me. Everybody wants what I have, you know, and I got this dysfunctional family to begin with. And all of it's set against this incredible background, right? The Bitterroot Mountains in Montana. So the idea of running horses and rivers and then you take this kind of really fun melodrama, if you will. I'm glad people are enjoying it.
I want to see him be happy. The poor guy's like, he's under pressure all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. I should be able to fall in love, huh?
Yeah.
But let's see where the writing takes us.
Yeah. Well, did you think at the beginning of your career that, you know, that you'd become this sort of, well, sports guy, obviously, but also an outdoors guy from, you know, Dancing with the Wolves to Yellowstone? You're riding horses.
Listen, my life has been what I've dreamed of. I didn't see myself as an executive. As a kid, my favorite class was when the bell rang and I went outside. So playing was, you know, imagining that was what I wanted to do in my life. And storytelling, you know, daydreaming, if you will. You know, I was lucky enough to find the Yellow Brick Road and get on it. And so these kind of stories reflect a life I probably would have lived anyway.
And then did you always think you were going to become a musician?
No, but I grew up playing music, you know, started in the church. My mother sang in the choir with her sister. My grandmother was the choir director, played the piano. I played classical piano. So I love singing. And this thing I did for Yellowstone, Tales from Yellowstone, it's what I call a concept record. It's how I crawl into my character. So I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to it.
No, I did. I listened to it. Yeah, and the song from it, Won't Stop Loving You. Yeah, I was thinking of baseball when I was listening to it. It was kind of like an ode to a lot of the things that we've missed out on over the last 4 months.
Yeah, and that particular song, if it has a level of meaning to you, that shows how universal a song is. But that song's about my wife and Yellowstone that I've lost. These songs aren't just a collection of songs. This is how I prepare for movies. And so when you listen to the record, you get like a real insight into, you know, what I was thinking. I hope people check out Tales from Yellowstone, because now you know, for instance, Won't Stop Loving You, what it's about. That song, Last Time, that's about hunting with my father for the last time. And in real life, that's what happened. I kind of was making Yellowstone at the time. So this is everything I'm thinking that's on this record that's going through my life, you know, saying goodbye to my dad for the last time, knowing we weren't going to ever hunt again together. So the record's real personal. So for any deep, dark secrets about how I do what I do, they're kind of inside a record like that.
We saw how eloquently you spoke at Whitney Houston's funeral. That was inspiring stuff. Did she even know that you had a singing voice and could sing?
Well, we talked about singing in the church. I mean, that's what Whitney and I had in common, the Baptist church. So we didn't really sing together. I mean, you know, that just wasn't what we were doing. But that was the kind of relationship we had where the things we had in common would have surprised a lot of people.
How's your body now these days holding up?
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that. I did a movie called The Highwayman where I chased Bonnie and Clyde. Pretty good little movie. I put on 20 pounds for that. And so I had to take them off, but because he was a kind of, you know, an aging, overweight cop that actually chased Bonnie and Clyde. So that felt good to get that back off. But we live right on the water, so we're out in the water every day with the kids.
So you're good. The body's good then.
You know, yeah, I guess it is. I'm not Adonis. I've got myself back to where I want to be.
Well, in final words, can you tell me when you hit your first home run in practice or in a game?
Yeah, I actually can. You know, it's interesting. I was a very undersized kid. Like when I was 16, when you get your driver's license, I was 5'2", weighed about 92 pounds. I was really undersized. I didn't start growing till my senior year, and in the college is when I grew, really. You know, and I loved baseball, and I could play, but I was always a little undersized. And when I was in Bull Durham, and we were trying out all these athletes that were going on to actually play professional baseball because we used minor leaguers that were on their way, there was a kind of a tryout, if you will, and everybody hit. And it was my turn. Everybody started to watch, and I thought, oh, God. And I was unnaturally nervous, and after the first two swings, I said, what are you nervous about? You have a job. And it was a giant park, and these kids, and nobody hit one out. And the third pitch, I sent it out over the 365 fence, and I was shocked because I never hit one in Little League. I never hit one in Babe Ruth. I never hit one in high school. I never hit one. And as I kind of gotten older, I realized it was just like one of those funny moments where you just go, wow. And I went on to hit some in major league parks around the country. So I've hit a few home runs for real.
Good man. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.